You never know with Philly weather, but right now the forecast suggests that higher temps are on the way. So it's a good time to head down the shore. One thing we can confidently predict, the music is going to be hot. Lenny Kravitz is in town at Ovations Hall at the Ocean Casino. He's turning 62 later this month, but we can also guarantee his abs are better than yours. And he's much, much cooler. His music's pretty good, too, and he'll be performing some of his classics like American Woman and Fly Away. The show starts at 8. Now that we have your shore plans covered, let's head back to the city. Nope, not Philly. I mean Chicago.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz.
The record-setting, Tony-winning, Grammy-winning classic comes to Philly for a brief run. It's all about that jazz and more as the world's most popular musical. If you haven't already seen it, this is your chance. And if you have, well, you already know it's worth going again. It's at the Forest Theater through Sunday. The Savoy Company is celebrating its 125th year with special performances of the Gondoliers. The Savoy is the oldest continuously performing theater group in the world dedicated to Gilbert and Sullivan. Now, this is said to be the duo's final major work and was inspired by their real-life feud. Those dramatists, well, they were pretty dramatic. The Gondoliers is at the Suzanne Roberts Theater for 3 shows, Friday and Saturday. If you miss it there, it's also coming to Longwood Gardens at the end of the month. 4! It's the PGA Tournament happening right here in Delco. That's right, the Aronimink Golf Club is hosting the tourney for the first time since 1962, when Gary Player won it with a 2-under par. And he's still around at the ripe old age of 90. Who'll win the Wanamaker Cup this year? Imagine how great it will be to find out in person. The PGA Tournament goes through Sunday. If you love the Earth, and who doesn't? Head to the EcoFest at Cherry Street Pier on Saturday. It's a free, family-friendly event focused on sustainability. There's a market with more than 50 vendors and several activations, including fitness classes, t-shirt recycling, and clothing repair. There's also a kids' discovery zone. It goes from noon to 4 p.m. There's a hip-hop reunion at the Leah Chorus Center on Saturday. Method Man and Redman and The Lox are all coming through, and that's already a clash of rap titans. But our hometown crew, State Property, that's Freeway, Beanie, Young Guns, and Petey Crack, they're performing as well. Now, they don't always get together, so you might want to catch them while you can. The show starts at 8.
It's time for a champion to the soul of the land. Bring the heart from the sea and sand till the sun comes up again.
On Sunday, the Philly Jewish Music Festival makes its debut at the 2300 Arena. It's a day-long event that incorporates hip-hop, rock, and R&B, but also Sephardic, Mizrahi, and Klezmer music. Grammy-nominated artist Matt Desayu headlines the all-day event. The fest gets started at 10 a.m. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow, because that's when the weekend kicks into high gear. And on Sunday, you can finish it up with the classic sounds of Fleetwood Mac. Their tribute band, The Seven Wonders, is at City Winery, playing the band's hits like this one and Dreams. The show starts at 6:30. We see the crystal visions for this weekend and hope you do too. We invite you to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, where you can find info on all the festivals, including the Girard Avenue Festival, the 9th Street Italian Market Festival, tonight's Overbrook Night Market, and the Mummers Festival of Many Colors. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. Yeah.